Strange Adventure. Ben Foster trudged along the trail that led through the forest-covered Idaho mountains. All day he had fought through a gale of wind and snow that whipped at his body. Now darkness had settled and he knew he must reach shelter before he lost his way. He came to a small clearing and saw a cabin ahead with the light beaming through a window. The young prospector hastened forward and knocked at the door. The door was opened by an old white-bearded man.
Heave to, shipmate. Come in out of the blow.
Foster entered the clean and well-kept cabin and warmed himself before the fireplace. The old man poured him a cup of coffee.
Who be ye, shipmate? Where be ye bound?
Well, I'm Ben Foster. They told me in town I could get a job at the Lucky Lady Mine.
Well, perhaps so, son. They need men. I'm Blue Water Andy, late of the Seven Seas, now snug down ashore for a spell. I'll go get you some hot grub.
While enjoying a welcome meal, Ben looked up at a shelf above Andy's bunk to the model of an ancient Spanish galleon, complete in every detail.
Say, what's that?
Oh, that's a model of the Santa Isabella, son. She was loaded with Spanish gold, went down with all hands, sometimes the 16th century.
Who made it?
I did. Sometime the call of the blue water comes to me in the night and I can't sleep, so I get up and work on the Santa Isabella. That model's perfect. I saw the old ship bedded in the sand when I was diving years ago. And I've copied her exactly from memory.
The next day, old Blue Water Andy fell ill and was not able to get out of bed. Ben prepared his food and kept the fire going. The storm was still raging. The old man talked in his delirium of things he had done and seen while he had followed the Seven Seas. He grew weaker and Ben knew his friend was dying. The old seaman must have sensed it too, for he called Ben to his bedside.
I'm crossing the bar, shipmate. There's something I want you to do for an old sea dog. Sew me up snug and tight in a bit of canvas you'll find in that trunk over there. And bear me on the bluff overlooking the river.
The young man nodded. Andy continued, his voice hardly above a whisper.
You promise me faithful, and I'll leave you the Santa Isabella and her cargo of gold. When you've unloaded her, bury her with me on the bluff.
Hardly had Ben voiced his promise when the old sailor fell back, at last reaching his welcome haven of Fiddler's Green. Ben walked over to the model resting on the shelf. A moment later, he gasped in astonishment as he lifted the model from its place. The entire superstructure of the ship model came away in Ben's hands. The hull was filled with gold, gold dust that Blue Water Andy had probably mined from his placer claim. Later, as Ben Foster read the words of the burial at sea over the grave of the old wanderer, he thought of the strange legacy that had made this fortune his. Perhaps now, Blue Water Andy was guiding the phantom of the Santa Isabella across the misty seas. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of Strange Adventure.